Now, a survey here of 1,000 Americans. This was done by one poll back in early September. Examine why people have ended friendships in the past year and a half. Results show 16% of respondents have gotten rid of three friends from their lives since the pandemic started back in March of 2020. Of those who ended a friendship, 66% are vaccinated, 17% don't even plan on getting a shot. 14% of vaccinated respondents, about 1 in 7, said they parted ways with friends who didn't want to get the vaccine. Vast majority of vaccinated people, 97%, consider their ex-friends to be full-blown anti-vaxxers and say they could never get them to understand the importance of the vaccine. Those respondents also told why their former friends didn't want to get vaccinated for not believing in vaccines, claiming the COVID-19 vaccine doesn't work. On the other side, many unvaccinated people say their decision is a personal choice because, well, they're worried about potential side effects. Others say they're healthy, don't think they need the vaccine. Others said they don't trust the vaccine rollout. Study also took a look into how the different political parties view the vaccine. Majority of Democrats, 81%, fully vaccinated. 64% of Republicans, 69% of Independents, 41% of third-party supporters. Surprisingly, though, 4 in 10 Democrats, 41%, feel society is too critical of the unvaccinated people. Over half of Republicans, 57%, say that as well. If you look overall, 6 in 10 vaccinated adults feel very confident in their decision to get the shot compared to 1 in 3 who feel the same about not getting the vaccine. This was interesting, too, as to where people get their info about the vaccine. CDC. Top poll is 45%, their doctor, local clinic, 42%, medical experts like a state health commissioner, 39%, the news, 31%, many say they do their own research online, that was 26%, and 19% turn to social media to get their COVID-19 information. Of course, the question of all this is, why worry if someone doesn't get the shot, if you got it? Well, because, at least personally speaking, I'd like to see the virus stop spreading and fall into the history books, right next to polio. Found this from MedicarePlans.com. They did a survey back in September as well of 1,250 Americans. They found 23% want COVID-19 vaccines mandated for Medicare beneficiaries without exemptions. 21% support a mandate, offers medical exemptions, and 17% want a mandate that allows for medical and religious exemptions. The rest, 39%, oppose the COVID-19 vaccine requirement for Medicare benefits. Among those in Medicare, 74% support a vaccine mandate. 29% say it should be required without any religious or medical exemption. And as for those not in the program, only 52% support the idea, 48% opposed. 67% of unvaccinated people say Medicare should not require the vaccine. 27% of people who are vaccinated said that. And among current Medicare enrollees who are not vaccinated, 44% are willing to forego Medicare benefits if it means they have to get the shot. Meanwhile, 32% of unvaccinated individuals who are not in Medicare say they would not join if it meant they had to get vaccinated. What was the other one here? Oh, 44% of people want unvaccinated Medicare enrollees to pay out of pocket for the COVID treatment, while 43% want them to pay for COVID-19 tests. Then on the other side, as you would safely assume, among the unvaccinated, 75% say no to paying out of pocket for treatments, and 73% said no for tests, out of pocket payments. So it appears the anti-vaxxers want Medicare to be responsible for their irresponsibility.